You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking New York Yankees with MLB.com's Yankees beat reporter Brian Hoke. Brian, in an odd way, the Yankees got a teeny tiny break this week, only in that just as Chase Whitley got hurt, which is not the break, that's bad news. It did happen at least at a time when they had somebody else ready to come back. What does Chris Capuano bring to this rotation other than a lot of experience?
Yeah, it's so funny the way that works out, because and that's what Joe Girardi was saying. I kept asking him, what are you going to do? You have this logjam of guys coming, and it's not just Capuano, but they've got Ivan Nova, Masahiro Tanaka is coming back too. And he said, just wait. You know, these things have a way of working themselves out. And sure enough, Chase Whitley walks off the mound, and then you say, well, there it is. That's the opening. So Capuano has been around the league. You know, they like his veteran smarts. Obviously, they'd like to get more distance out of him than they did that start in Kansas City. The first three innings were all right, and then the fourth one, he seemed to run out of steam and gas there. And I think some of that might just be the jump mentally, the exhaustion of pitching in the major leagues rather than the minor leagues. And it's something that he hadn't done all season. He barely pitched in spring training before he got hurt, and then he long road back. So I think Capuano's a guy that they can plug in there. They envisioned him as their fifth starter, so he's not going to light the world on fire. You're not looking for him to be your one or two. You're looking for him to give you some solid starts, some innings. And if he can give him, you know, five, six innings and keep him under three runs, they'll take that. And then, as I said, there's more guys on the comeback trail, so the question is, does he finish a year in a rotation? I think my guess would be no if Tanaka and Nova do come back, but wait and see. As Girardi said, these things usually do have a way of working themselves out.
Yeah, and speaking of that whole mix and how all these guys fit together and these pieces fit together, the biggest piece of all may be coming back soon. Masahiro Tanaka does not appear to be imminent to a major league start, but might be getting close to minor league rehab starts. Where exactly is he at?
Yeah, I think you're looking at Thursday. The Yankees haven't decided yet, or at least they haven't told us if they have, whether it's going to be a Double-A Trenton or Triple-A Scranton. Both teams are home on Thursday. Both are pretty much equidistant from New York. So it's an easy trip for him to make. But they want to have him pitching somewhere on Thursday. So wherever that's going to be, that's an important first step. He hasn't done anything since he went on the DL except thrown in the bullpen. And, you know, that's got him up to about 30 pitches or so. And you would want him to be around 90, 95 if he's going to come back and pitch in the big league. So I really doubt that it's going to be just one minor league start and then he's back. But he hasn't been laid off that long that he can't start all over again. It's not like he has to go through spring training again. You know, this is a guy who's pitching in the big leagues at the end of April. So you would think he can come back. Maybe it's two minor league rehab starts. Maybe if he doesn't look great in the second one, maybe you give him a third. But I do think he's close. I think that if there are no setbacks, you could see Tanaka facing big league teams in early June.
On the other side of the ball, you wrote a piece about how the Yankees were delighted to get a breather here. They scored 11 runs in the last six games, and this is a team that had been scoring a lot of runs, had been really impressive offensively. Do you think a big chunk of that was just fatigue, just kind of grinding down over time?
I think it's got to play a part in it. You know, when you saw that team in April and they were 3-6 leaving Camden Yards, if you said they were going to go 19-11 over the next 30, that nightmare stretch of 30 games in 31 days that they'd been talking about for months, I think you would have signed up for that. The disappointing part for the Yankees was that they started it so hot and then they tailed off there at the end. And maybe they did run into some good pitching in Tampa Bay and Kansas City, but I think there's a lot to say about fatigue. You know, guys might have been dragging a little bit. I think that would have been understandable. They've got a veteran team. They need to get their breathers, but and then you've got some of the younger guys, like Didi Gregorius comes to mind, who should have energy but aren't contributing. So I think it's a mix of all that. They enjoyed the off day. They were here in D.C. Some of the guys did a little sightseeing. They'll get back on the field. It's a quick two-game series against the Nationals, and then they get another off day. So by the end of this week, fatigue should not be an excuse for anybody.
Do you think that run is magnified by the age of the club. A lot of guys born in President Reagan's first term or even before that playing regularly for this club.
Yeah, well, as long as we're in D.C., let's talk about presidents. But, yeah, no, that's an interesting way of putting it. But, yeah, that's what I'm alluding to. I'm saying you've got guys like A-Rod and Mark Teixeira, and there are even players like Chase Headley could use a breather here and there. Carlos Beltran certainly could. I think that there's hitters up and down that lineup who, if you can give them a blow here or there and give them a break, they'll gladly take it. That's why I'm interested to see how they handle A-Rod here. I'm assuming Teixeira will be fine to play. He basically said that it was a bruise and he would use the off day and he'd be out there. But if he's not able to, they could use A-Rod at first base too. This was a series where they envisioned using him as a pinch hitter off the bench and trying to give him a break, get his legs back under him. Obviously, he's been guarding the hamstring. But if they have to play him, they will. And so I think that's going to be an interesting choice for Girardi to see how he operates without the DH here in Washington.
It also seems like, and tell me if I'm wrong here, and I mean that, tell me if I'm wrong, because I really am just kind of going on the way it seems and looking at stats and just kind of my impression, but it does not seem like this is a team that shuttles in a lot of guys. They are not, you know, one of the things that, like, Tony La Russa used to love to do was keep his bench guys fresh, get them a lot of starts in the first third to half of the year. It does not seem like the Yankees are doing much of that. They brought in Garrett Jones with the idea that he'd be a big part of that, part of this. He hasn't played much. Obviously, a catcher, they do. You certainly do some of that, but it seems like this is a pretty static lineup from day to day, even through this stretch, and that would seem to kind of magnify the degree to which they might be susceptible to some fatigue.
Yeah, for sure. No, I don't think you're wrong. I think Chris Young has forced his way in the lineup. He's been crushing a little bit. He was playing so well, and then Beltran was playing so poorly that he really forced Girardi's hand there. But I think if Joe had his way and could have the same nine guys in the lineup every day, I think more often than not he'd want to do that. It feels like he hasn't really found how he wants to use Jose Perella yet. As you mentioned, John Ryan Murphy has gotten the requisite reps behind the plate, but I think Brian McGann's played a lot, and it's almost like he doesn't really know what to do with Garrett Jones. I think they got Garrett Jones thinking that A-Rod might not be able to handle the DH duties, and now that he can, he's proven he can hit both lefties and righties. There's really no spot there. So as of right now, I think those guys are well acquainted with the bench, but things can always change, and they can change pretty quickly, as we've seen the last couple of years.
Middle infield situation, I don't know how else to put it. It's kind of dire right now. It looked like Didi Gregorius was turning a corner, and now he's struggling again. We kept expecting Stephen Drew to start finding that gear. He hasn't. Are there even any alternatives? I mean, there was some talk about Drew when he was hitting a little more, maybe moving over to shortstop, but neither one of these guys is somebody you're dying to keep the bat in the lineup. What can they do to get some better situation from that middle infield?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to make the case that you should sit Didi and then play Drew at short and just to get Jose Perella in the lineup at second base. Rob Refsnyder has started to turn it on at AAA, and obviously he's a guy that we talked a lot about in spring training. He didn't make the team. I didn't really think he had a shot to make the team. I think they made their point clear that he wasn't going to. But he's been playing well, and the defense has been improving down at AAA. So I think that you look at that and you say, well, if Stephen Drew doesn't turn it around, then at least you have a guy, and maybe two guys if you believe in Perella, who could come up and do that. I feel like the Yankees are reluctant to make that kind of move. And the example I keep calling back to is last year with Brian Roberts. They knew that Brian Roberts wasn't anything great at second base. They knew that was not going to be their second baseman come August 31st or September 30. I think that, but he still got until the trade deadline to prove it. And so they don't tend to give up easily on these guys, especially a proven veteran. And Stephen Drew's making more than double what Brian Roberts was making. So I think that the $5 million is not, it doesn't absolutely mean that Drew has to finish the year in the lineup and playing every day at second base, but I think that if they can stick with it, they've waited for this guy for so long, they've tried to trade for him in the past, they finally have him, they'd like to give it a fair shake, and, you know, I think that you look over the last year now, the numbers have not been there. Are they going to magically turn around? I guess they could, but you'd like to start seeing some signs that it's actually going to happen.
All right, well, Brian Hoke, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.